Health, environmental, and women's advocates are urging Senators Angus King and Susan Collins to vote against several of President Trump's federal judicial nominees. Though nominees Naomi Rao and Chad Riedler would serve in districts outside of Maine, Eliza Townsend of the Maine Women's Lobby says their partisan stances would have local implications.
They have consistently held records that show them to be hostile to the rights of women and of LGBTQ Americans.
Townsend called on Collins to break her pattern of support for President Trump's nominee, including Supreme Court Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh. Last week, both justices dissented in a case that preserved abortion access in Louisiana. Collins, meanwhile, continues to defend Justice Kavanaugh for his minority dissent, which she says has been misinterpreted by her critics. While the Louisiana state law would have required doctors working at abortion clinics to obtain privileges at nearby hospitals, Collins says the bill also allowed for a 45-day transition period to get them.
Judge Kavanaugh simply said that we ought to wait and see what happens during those 45 days, because if doctors are able to obtain privileges, then there's no lessening of the availability of these physicians to perform abortions.
Collins says Kavanaugh specifically stated that he was relying on precedent in a similar case where requiring admitting privileges in local hospitals in Texas was determined by the Supreme Court to be an undue burden to women seeking their constitutional right to have an abortion.
And what he really was saying is that it was premature for the Supreme Court to get involved in the case until the 45 days had expired.
Collins says she does not think this was an unreasonable position, but the group Narrow Pro-Choice America disagrees. In a statement, the group said the Louisiana case illustrates a sobering reminder that the thread that women's rights hang on is dangerously thin in so many places across the country.